Hello everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on Swarasya. Today is World Menopause Day, and we will be talking about the five-dimensional approach that that you should take to take control of menopause. So first of all, before we move ahead, the first thing that we really should know about menopause is that menopause is a natural process, which means there are going to be some changes that will happen inside the body, and we really need to focus on we have to deal with these changes, and these changes are not something that can be dealt with in a medicinal way. Because it is a natural process, we need to adapt to this natural process really naturally to make sure that we move through this process really nicely without much impact on our body and mind. So and the topic today specifically is about menopause and self-care, where we'll be also talking about, the changes that skin goes through during the menopause, and what is it that you need specifically for skincare during this phase of life. So welcome to this session. And so let's just first understand, what's going on during menopause. So menopause is the time when a female is actually ending her the phase of monthly cycle, and that's also the time it's a very huge transitional time in a female's life, where a lot of changes are happening inside the body, and it's like kind of, for a lot of women, it's kind of a silent suffering that's going on, which is not much spoken about. So what we need to understand is that bringing about shifts in your diet and lifestyle can go a very long way in helping a female deal with all of these menopausal conditions that she goes through. So from the skincare perspective, this is actually the time when you realize that beauty is skin deep. So it's not something that, if you're going through those skin changes during this time of the year, it's not because maybe pollution, or you're not taking care of yourself. From inside, the skin is actually going through those changes, and this is what we need to realize, that specifically during this time of the year, skincare and self-care is about inside out approach. It's not only about an outside approach. So, and for years, like in the past, whatever diet and lifestyle and the way you have been living, this is actually the time when skin starts to show all of these changes very prominently on your skin. So and this is also the time of change, like seasons change from summers to we move to autumn, and then we move to winters, and then we move to spring. Similarly, it's kind of a seasonal shift for our body and mind. And I'll be sharing some tips, tricks, and approaches that you can adopt in your daily lifestyle and diet. And you simple techniques, but you should stick to them to make sure that you're supporting this phase of your life really nicely. So, okay, so to begin with, this is the time when the body stops ovulating. And in terms of the changes that a female goes through during this time of the year, it can vary. It can vary at the body level, at the skin level, at the mind level. So, at the body level, you may suffer from insomnia, you may suffer from hot flashes. From the skin perspective, it's a huge shift at the skin level that a female goes through. Dryness is the very first thing that will strike during this time of the year, and there is a reason behind why it's happening. So we'll talk of it a little later in the session. Fine lines, wrinkling, lack of luster on your face, all of these conditions are very common during this time of the year. And most of the women actually look for, the best creams, best solutions, best face or skincare products to make sure that the aging, maybe you're able to stop the aging using all of those. Yes, of course, outside care definitely matters. It is important to take care of yourself. Having said that, all these changes are accelerated not on the outside but on the inside. And so, all that increased facial hair, hair loss, maybe thinning of hair is something which is happening because of the hormonal shifts that are happening inside the body. And that's where the key during this time is to take control of your hormones, rather than just looking for that one product miracle that can really bring about shifts or changes in your skin and hair. So now, if we look at Ayurveda, how does Ayurveda look at menopause? So very simply, Ayurveda talks about three concepts around menopause, and it's like a universal concept, which is about You know, if you actually look in your 20s and 30s, what is this time telling you? 20s and 30s is more about activity. You just want to go out and you want to achieve. You want to do things which is like that is also analogically very relative to the term hot or heated, because for doing any kind of activity, you need heat, you need energy. So automatically in your 20s and 30s, you are very energetic. And this is the time actually we don't realize we end up saturating most of our energies being very active, which starts to show up in the later years, you know, as you get into your 40s and then reach a stage of menopause, which is also the phase of the Vata stage, as per the understanding of Ayurveda. Now, Vata is more it's the airy quality, which and it's more of drying quality, and that's the reason the drying phase actually starts to happen in your body and mind, and that dryness actually starts to show everywhere. It starts to show up on your skin. You start to feel a lot of hair fall, a lot of skin changes, scalp changes going on. So dryness is the very first thing that strikes from the skin perspective to a female going through this stage of menopause, and as per Ayurveda understanding, it is the phase of transition from Pitta phase, the activity phase, to a phase of more, relaxation, living life more, in a balanced way rather than just being in a mode of achievement. So if a female, now what happens is, if in your 20s and 30s, you don't take care of yourself and you kind of burn yourself out, or you are more in a Pitta phase, you don't focus on rest and relaxation and restoration of yourself during this time, you kind of overuse your Pitta tendencies, then the it's kind of depletion of your body from inside, and that starts to show up when you enter in your, say, 40s and 50s, when the menopause is happening. So which means the care for menopause actually doesn't start as menopause starts, but it starts maybe 20 or 15 years before you actually enter your menopause. Best time is to start to take care of yourself maybe in your early 30s, and stick to a specific diet and routine and a lifestyle that supports your hormones from inside, and that is where you actually start to build up the base of really good, nice skin, making sure that these health conditions do not impact you much during this transition time. Also, another thing that very deeply impacts a female during menopause is if your body is really high on toxins, if your digestion is not good, that is where actually all the nutrient absorption happens. So if your digestion somewhere somehow is obstructed, it's not working well, the impact is going to be there on all over your body. And if you really need to make sure that you keep your digestion really good and well, because this is the time when you actually need the nutrients to the peak capacity to be able to deal with what's going on inside the body. So, if you have a lot of toxin accumulation, a lot of ama accumulation inside the body, you need to bring in certain techniques that you start to break down that ama or that, toxins which you're holding inside the body. And these toxins are not the ones that that happen to you immediately. These are the ones that you may be holding, say, 15 years, from 15 years back or 20 years back. Then another thing that Ayurveda focuses on from the menopause perspective is, overuse of our body, mind and senses. So, which also creates a lot of heat inside the body. And as you move towards the Vata phase or the airy phase, and if it is balanced, it's more of the relaxation phase. But in most cases, we don't enter this phase in a balanced way. We enter this phase in an imbalanced way. So when the Pitta qualities are high in you and the Vata qualities are high in you, it starts to create a lot of disturbance in the body. So Pitta would create a lot of heat-related conditions, skin rashes, dryness on the skin, a lot of it, because heat has this tendency of drying you up. And then from the Vata perspective, again, it's at the mind level, it's more about feeling ungrounded, not feeling settled in your day. So, all of these conditions, to take control of these conditions, you really need to focus from the Ayurveda perspective on managing your Pitta and Vata qualities, which we'll be talking of as we move ahead. And another concept which is deeply a yoga and Ayurveda concept on menopause is about this concept of Apana Vayu, which is which is a kind of air that moves inside the body, which is responsible for the downward activities inside the body. So urination, menstruation, all of these activities are majorly controlled by apana vayu. And if this this kind of vayu, vata vayu, is imbalanced, it will start to show up physically as a manifestation of troubled menopause, maybe a lot of PMS kind of conditions, maybe a lot of fluctuations in your cycle. So you go through a lot of body mind changes just because of the fluctuations of these subtle concepts of vata, pitta or apana in the body. So how do you make sure you take care of it? I'll be giving you a protocol on that. And then, and I also want to bring in this concept of traditional Chinese medicine, which is also very traditional ancient science like Ayurveda, which is like Eastern science from Japan and China. And this science has a similar point of view when it comes to menopause. So according to traditional Chinese medicine, it is believed that your monthly cycle actually helps you release a lot of heat outside out of the body. So when you lose that blood monthly, it's you're also releasing heat, because heat moves inside the body through your circulation in your blood. So when you're releasing that blood, you're also releasing some part of heat outside your body. Now, because during menopause the cycle goes up and down, that blood doesn't have an outlet. Your body looks out for avenues or resources where it can release that blood through or that heat through different channels inside the body. So it's kind of an analogy. The heat property is related to your blood. So if you're not releasing blood through the right sources, the heat factor in the body starts to release itself through different mechanisms or different organ systems in the body. So the very first area that will get impacted during menopause is again your skin, because skin becomes the channel of releasing heat outside the body. So if there is any kind of dryness because of extra heat that you're holding inside the body, if you're experiencing a lot of dryness, if you're experiencing a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, dull complexion, it is because of that excess heat being transmitted out through your skin during this time of the year. So which means pitta management, if at all you're imbalanced at that level, is very important during this time of the year, specifically to take care of your skin conditions. And then during menopause, traditional Chinese medicine also explains that all of the other symptoms that you go through, it could be like hot flushes, it could be thinning of hair, it could be skin dryness, are also the signs of too much of a heat coming out through different channels and not coming out through the monthly cycle. Now, if we look at this concept from the modern medicine perspective, how does modern medicine look at menopause? So menopause, during this menopause, what's happening at the hormone level, estrogen, which is the most prominent feminine or female hormone, which works in combination with progesterone, estrogen starts to drop drastically, and this is a part of the process which happens naturally. So it's not something that happens to a female who's to some of them and not to the others. This happens to everybody, and that's the reason all of the females go through a drastic shift in their appearance and their body and mind in the symptoms that they experience during menopause, because the estrogen is coming down. Now, estrogen, if from the beauty perspective, if I have to give that term, estrogen is the youth and beauty hormone. So if you have enough of it and good, if estrogen is actually moving well inside the body, it is free flowing and it is being produced optimally inside the body, is where you will have a very plump, shiny kind of a skin, is where your hair will be much fuller and lustrous, is where you'll have that radiance from the inside out. Now, because estrogen naturally starts to dip down during this time of the year, you need to make sure how do you support your body from the perspective of estrogen, because your natural estrogen resources automatically start to come down during this time of the year. So the key actually for taking care of yourself during menopause lies in making sure how do you manage your estrogen and balance of progesterone inside the body to be able to deal with the menopausal symptoms nicely. And that is, to some extent, of course, we cannot stop aging, but we can definitely delay aging. We can bring in certain dietary practices, some lifestyle practices, some restorative practices to support our body to be able to acquire estrogen from other sources if our body is not producing estrogen on its own. So as a part of the protocol that I talk about, managing estrogen is a part of that protocol. So automatically the tips I give you are for taking, you know, also for managing this hormonal state that we're talking about. Now, estrogen is also responsible for cellular turnover. It's responsible for collagen and elastin inside the body. So we know that if collagen, the world knows collagen. It's on top of the charts of anybody who's looking for beauty from the inside out. So, but if you just keep taking collagen without focusing on the holistic parameters that help you support that hormonal imbalance that gets created during this time of the year, that alone that collagen is not going to support you much. So then you need to ensure that you can bring in all these supplements that support that hormonal imbalance. But at the root level, you also need to bring in that diet and lifestyle where you stop the sources of that imbalance which is getting created inside, because maybe your diet is not right or your lifestyle is not according to how it should be. And then estrogen is also responsible for producing sebum, which is the natural oil barrier on the skin that gives you that smooth finish on the skin. That also protects your skin from pollutants or any kind of exposure that you get externally. Estrogen is also responsible for maintaining the smoothness of the skin. It's responsible for promoting skin plumpness, which is the youthful factor of your skin. Estrogen is also responsible for contributing to the growth of the hair and the fullness of the hair. So estrogen it's like a very important hormone that's responsible for almost everything that you can think about your beauty, whether it is your skin, whether it is your hair, whether it is your weight, or whether it is your overall appearance. So now, having said that, it's not only estrogen that's impacting you during this time. It's a combination of estrogen, because estrogen works with various other hormones in totality. So when estrogen is dipping, there is it's like a seesaw kind of a situation inside the body. If something is going down, another thing is going up. So that's where body tries to maintain its balance. Now, because estrogen automatically is going down, progesterone and estrogen, because they maintain that balance. So of course, progesterone also to some extent is impacted. But what goes up during this time when estrogen and progesterone, which are the female hormones, come down, the male dominated hormones automatically start to go up. So these hormones generally are testosterone and androgens. These male dominated hormones, what they do is they end up giving you some male kind of characteristics. So that's the reason you start to get really brittle kind of hair growth on your face. You start to get that brittle hair growth on maybe your legs or your arms, which you may not be having maybe in the previous years of your life. So it's because of those male hormones getting activated, because the feminine hormones are coming down. So, and it's a part of the process. Again, as I said, we cannot stop this. The process is going to take its own course and take you through that journey in its own way. But you can bring in certain factors where you can support your body and mind to the maximum. And the beauty of estrogen and progesterone is that after during the time when the estrogen naturally is going down as a part of the process, there are certain other parts of the body which are capable of producing estrogen. But that's only possible when you focus on maintaining a diet and lifestyle and a mindset where you support that production of estrogen by the other parts of the body. Also, through some dietary intake, you can also increase that estrogen that's kind of coming down inside the body. So that's where managing menopause through diet and lifestyle is an absolute must, versus just looking for solutions which give you short-term relief, maybe some medications or some outside skin treatments, which will be a temporary solution. You really need to get to the root of it, which starts with the hormones. Another area that is majorly impacted during this time of the year is this is the phase when a female also goes through a lot of emotional ups and downs, which leads to stress levels automatically going up. So this is the time when kids are growing up, the kids are moving outside the home, and stress automatically starts to build up. Or maybe in your career, a female is already at the peak of her career and there's a lot of stress automatically coming in through her workplace. Or maybe there could be different kinds of stressors that are stimulating the adrenals, adrenal system of the body. Now, the beauty of estrogen is that your adrenal system, if it is relaxed and if it is not producing the stress hormones, it is capable of producing estrogen. So which means if you start to focus on bringing down your stress levels, consciously focusing on bringing down your stress levels during this time of the year, automatically you are, upgrading your system to be able to produce estrogen once your body's own resources of estrogen starts to go low. And that's where you ensure that if the estrogen naturally is not being produced in the body at one part of the body, you are opening another channel of the body for the estrogen to be produced, and that's where you're protecting your skin and your hair from the inside. So, and that's where stress management actually becomes very, very important during this time of the year. If you really need to make sure that you want to focus on your skin and hair during this time, of course, internally, externally, there are a lot of resources available, but externally is kind of a temporary solution. It's not something that will go a very long way in supporting the aging signs which are happening during this time. Now, from the scientific perspective, when we see when we talk of aging and menopause, we also look at these factors of collagen and elastin. So now elastin is something like it's like a mesh kind of a framework inside the body. It's kind of a scaffolding on top of which your skin builds. Now this scaffolding, just think of the scaffolding, and there it's kind of a mesh structure, and this mesh structure is filled in with some cement which gives you that structure, which gives that skin a structure. And that cement that we're talking about is the collagen. Now what happens is elastin and collagen, which is the scaffolding and the cement that gets at the layer of the skin, that sits between that scaffolding or the mesh thing, which is the elastin. This gives you that plumpiness, that gives you the youthfulness which happens from the inside. Estrogen hormone is very deeply associated to make sure that the integrity of the scaffolding or the mesh filled in with that cement or the collagen is maintained. And that's the reason, because in your 20s and 30s, estrogen is being produced automatically. Even if your diet is not right or your lifestyle is not right, you don't feel that hard impact or that deep impact, even if you're doing all kinds of lifestyle disasters in your life, because estrogen is kind of masking or supporting you at the back. Now, all that repercussions of estrogen not working, skin condition getting bad at this time and very drastically, is because now that support is not there. Estrogen has started to come down. Because estrogen now is not there, now your skin is actually exposed to the reality, which is the aging. So, supporting estrogen, collagen again is dependent on supporting estrogen, the hormone that we just talked about, and which very deeply relates to your diet and lifestyle and the stress factors. How do you manage all of it to make sure that you those aging signs do not start happen to you very quickly? And it's manageable, but it's a way of life. It's not something that you do one day, other day, and you pick and choose, let me do this, let me not do this. Of course, you can start step by step, one thing at a time, but it's a holistic approach that you need to take, bringing in the right foods, cutting down on the wrong foods, bringing in the right kind of lifestyle practices, following a certain discipline or ritual in your life. When it is about yoga and pranayama, bringing in those practices which help you restore and relax. So when you create your lifestyle based on these factors, you to quite an extent support that hormonal activity, and that's where you start to delay aging, even if you're going through this process of menopause. Now, scientifically, it's known that during first 5 years of your menopause, you lose up to 30% of your skin structure or the estrogen and collagen that we're talking about. About 30% of the youthfulness of your skin goes off within 5 years. Before and after, during menopause, it actually depends what state do you start from when your menopausal years start. So, but that's the rate how we age so quickly if we are not focusing on the right diet and lifestyle during this time of the year. Okay, now what is it from the inside and outside perspective that our skin needs to ensure that even if we're going through the menopause, it doesn't impact our skin and hair too much, and it doesn't create a lot of imbalances in the body that show up in all those nasty signs like insomnia or the hot flashes and all of these conditions, nasty conditions that a female goes through during this time. So on the inside, what you need is And also, you know, majorly from the skin perspective is what I'll be talking about. So from the inside, you actually need collagen support, because we know that this scaffolding or this holding, youth holding structure is starting to disintegrate. And what will reintegrate it back is the support, the collagen support, the hormonal support. Then because the skin is drying out, we just talked about this Ayurveda concept of menopause, which is more about too much of a heat and too much of airy properties releasing out of the body that create a lot of dryness. So you need to have a very deeply hydrating kind of a regime or a routine in place. Then you need a lot of antioxidant support, because there's a lot of damage happening at the cellular level, and to stop that, and it's aging skin or aging body is aging of your cells. So you need to bring in certain practices, certain a way of life that supports the that kind of helps you deal with that aging that's happening at the cellular level. And that for this specific aspect, you need to really focus on increasing the antioxidant foods or antioxidant activities that support the cellular structure of the body. Then you also need a lot of mineralization. So all that radiance that you see, all that color on the skin that you see, is because of a lot of mineralization in the body. All that good posture that you see, or all that vibrance that emits out of your body, is because of those minerals supporting those structures inside the body. So mineralization, going high on minerals during this time of the year, is very, very important. Then focus on detoxification. Like initially when I started, I talked about the importance of digestion. So now, even if you are high on antioxidants or if you are high on minerals, which are the important factors internally to make sure that you go through this transition really smoothly, and specifically from your skin and hair perspective, if your digestion is not working fine, if your digestion is hampered, even if you're consuming, say, good collagen foods, if you're bringing in foods which are rehydrating you from inside, or maybe you're going high on antioxidant or mineral-rich foods, it has to cross this barrier or the process of digestion before it reaches your blood and starts to circulate through the body to give you the right maintenance that you need. So if your digestion is not right, even if you're consuming this right stuff, it's not reaching the places where it should be to make sure that you support your body to delay aging. So which means even before you bring in high collagen support or hydration support or antioxidant support or mineralization support, it's important that you detox your body, or and specifically detox your digestion, so that whatever you go high on reaches the right places, and from there it gets circulated through the body. So and again, it's a specific science how you focus on that. Now on the outside, you need deep moisturization. Again, you need collagen support, you need sun protection, because again, during this time of the year, the skin quality is sensitive. It's your skin is thinning, and on a thinning skin, the impact of sun is going to be really harsh as compared to your younger years. So now, before I move on to what is it that you can bring in your diet and lifestyle to support healthy aging, it's very important to understand that you have to learn to look at your skin during your menopausal years, specifically in your 40s and 50s, really differently as compared to how you have cared for or looked at your skin in your 20s and 30s, because now your skin is not dependent only on the outside factors. Specifically during this time of the phase of your life, 40s and 50s, your skin is actually dependent on the inside factors. And if you don't support these inside factors, the even if you keep doing a lot of stuff from the outside, you cannot protect yourself a lot, because internally the skin, those parameters that degrade the skin are actually disintegrating. So it's very important to focus on the inside approach, and then move on to the outside approach. And that's where you build that holistic framework of supporting an anti-aging kind of life for yourself. So now, if we look at the five-dimensional approach that's very much required and this five-dimensional approach that I'm talking about is something that that takes into consideration everything about you. It takes into consideration your diet, it takes into consideration your lifestyle and exercising patterns, it also takes into consideration how can you learn to bring about balance, manage stress, so it's about everything that impacts the hormones inside the body. And we know now that these hormones are at the back of that quick aging that a female goes through during this phase of menopause. So Now, the very first thing before we move on to this five-dimensional shift approach, the very first thing you need to focus on is do not wait until menopause strikes for yourself to start to take care of yourself, because the foundation of having a good skin and hair does not start when the problem actually strikes. The foundation starts as soon as you realize that you need to kind of bring in specific kind way of life before you actually move on to those years, because you already build those resources and that support system in the body so that your body has those resources when it reaches that stage of dealing with the conditions of menopause. So starting to take care of yourself as early as in your 30s is the way to go when it comes to focusing on that smooth transition during menopause. Now, body is also depleting during this time of this phase of life. So when I say body is depleting, most of it is also because during previous years, maybe you're carrying a lot of toxins because of your way of life, or maybe a lot of it is coming from maybe the health conditions that you are going through during this time of the year. And a lot of it may also be coming in from lack of self-care, maybe because of a lot of stress that you're going through. So your blood quality starts to become more toxic, it starts to become more acidic, and you need to be a little more high on alkalinity when it comes to making sure that that you transition well during this phase of menopause. So when that depletion is happening inside the body, which is again a natural process, we cannot stop this depletion, and specifically with the kind of lifestyle approach that we have during this living in this modern world. So we cannot do a lot in terms of stopping that depletion, but we can adopt a diet and lifestyle where you need to where you start to fill in that depletion that starts to happen. So and that's the reason you run during this phase of life, you need to be really very focused on rebuilding or restoring yourself to make sure that if that depletion is happening, you are bringing in resources which start to fill in that depletion. So when I say depletion, maybe your digestion is not good, and even if you're consuming the right foods, that nutrient that set of nutrients is not reaching the those areas from where you support the aging factors in the body. Depletion is also happening because your tissues are actually the tissue quality starts to become thinner, and this is more of an Ayurveda concept, but the body tissues actually start to degrade. So and that's the reason you need to focus on all the areas. You need to kind of stop or delay this phase, aging during this phase of life by kind of giving your body the best of what you can. And I think that's how I can summarize the whole thing. Do best of, so whatever diet and lifestyle you may be living in your 20s and 30s, you really need to kind of see yourself from a perspective. What is it now that you need to bring in, cut down on previous things that you had been doing, so that you give your body and mind the best, and that's where you support yourself. And from the digestion perspective, that's the key. That's where the care actually starts from. So focusing on your digestion, focusing on maintaining the good tissue quality of the body, which will happen through consumption of right kind of foods, and I'll give you the parameters that we talk of when we talk of the solutions. Then we need to focus on the relaxation, specifically the relaxation of our senses. So we overuse our eyes a lot, we overuse our ears a lot, we overuse we overuse our senses a lot. So that create a lot of energy depletion inside the body. And we just talked about how depletion actually ultimately ruins whatever efforts, even if you're doing from the outside. So there has to be some balance in your life during this phase of life to kind of restore. And then once you're restored, you use those energies in the right channels. And that's the way to go for a smooth transition during this phase of life. Now, when we talk of the five-dimensional approach to taking care of yourself during menopause, I'll be talking on the level of five dimensions. I'll be talking of nourish, which is the dimension of foods, which is an outside dimension of you. So if you bring in the right foods based on certain concepts, which I'll be talking about, and then you focus on body work, which is the second dimension. Now, body work is all about your outside layer, which it's about your physicality, and it's about whatever you do to maintain that physicality. It can be self-care, it can be skincare, it can also be the exercising approach or the yoga approach, whatever you believe in. Then I'll be talking about the third dimension, which is about emotions, which is a layer just inside us which we cannot see, but which is a very huge impact on how your skin shows on the inside. So whatever is going on in your mind shows up on your skin. So I'll be talking of that, which is also part of stress management that we talked of, which happens during this phase of life. The fourth dimension that I'll be talking about is self-realization, which is an aspect of knowing and understanding that we are the microcosms of the macrocosm. We are a part of the nature, and whatever is going on in the nature, we need to align ourselves with that approach of the that way of life of the nature, and that's where we support our body and mind the best way that we can think of. And that's where automatically you're working on your hormones automatically when you're aligning yourself with the nature, which is a part of self-realization, which has a little spiritual bend, where you realize that how deeply are we connected with the nature, and then what to align ourselves, what is it that we need to bring in our diet and lifestyle to be aligned with the nature. And the fifth concept that we'll be talking about is the concept of energy, which is the deepest most aspect that we don't ever relate to or talk about when it comes to any, you know, any health condition or any change that's going on inside our body and mind. So the fifth dimension is I guess is the most important dimension that even all these ancient traditions and sciences have a huge focus on. So if you look into Ayurveda does not have this concept. Ayurveda does not has this word called health. It only has this word called balance. And how do you maintain that balance? By balancing your energy. So energy is a very deep-rooted concept in Ayurveda, yoga, and also in traditional Chinese medicine, which are the oldest ancient sciences of all times. So now coming on to the solutions, now how do you bring in shifts in at the five-dimensional approach to manage the menopausal conditions that you're going through? I'll start with nourish, which is the first dimension. So nourish is about foods, okay, and it's not about a specific diet plan that's going to bring about, you know, that's going to do a magic to you. It's about knowing these underlying concepts from the nourish dimension, and these concepts, majorly, if I have to break down these concepts, the first concept is detox. So I think when in the session previously, I mentioned that if your body is already clogged, the depletion will start to happen automatically. It's something like, just imagine a pipe which is clogged, and you're just trying to forcefully send out water, and which is kind of very deeply clogged, even though the water flow is not able to pass through that pipe. Now, the other side of the pipe, where the water is not going, will start to deteriorate, will start to dry out. And that's what is majorly happening inside the body. When our body is clogged, it's not detoxified. It's specifically when you're carrying those toxins from the previous years in your life, even if you're, if you're doing the best things you think you are, if your body is not detoxified, maybe the best is not reaching those areas where you need it to be for that anti-aging effect to happen. So the very first area of focus for you has to be detoxification, even before when you think of, say, bringing in the right skincare or bringing in the right yogic practices or bringing in the right self-care practices. You have to first empty out your body. So empty out is the aspect of detoxification. From the food perspective, detoxification majorly, again, if I have to give you the concept, it's about the biggest detoxifier that you can think of is oxygen, and it's chlorophyll rich foods. So now, you know, and that's the reason green leafy vegetables are a miracle foods for your skin. So when you bring in green leafy vegetables in your diet, and specifically the fresh ones, if you're having them in a smoothie form, you are bringing in chlorophyll, you are bringing in oxygen, because these green leafy vegetables also are very rich, come in along with that aspect of oxygen, which takes elevates our prana level, which elevates our energy levels automatically, and which has a very deep rooted impact on cleansing your system from the inside out. So from the detox perspective, it's a very good idea to bring in green leafy vegetables, definitely, for the chlorophyll aspect, and also for the from the perspective of oxygenating your body. When the oxygen is high in the body, automatically all the processes, all the functions in the body happen to its peak level, and that's what we need. We need that kind of flow inside the body to be able to deal with that menopausal transition really nicely. Foods to, now the second concept under nourish dimension is about foods. I'll not talk about foods, what to bring in, because what's important is what not to have, or what to avoid rather than what to have, because in most conditions we focus on what to have. Now what and we when we don't focus on actually what not to have, all those wrong foods are creating a lot of clogging inside the body. So even if you're consuming the right foods and not stopping the wrong foods, because of that toxin creation in the body, even the right foods are not working well for you. So what you need to actually cut down definitely is alcohol, caffeine, really high chili kind of spices, which are very strong kind of spices. You need to cut down on that. You need to cut down on too much of garlic, ginger. Ginger is good, I mean, of course, to a certain extent, but too much of any kind of stimulating foods, you really need to cut down, because that stimulation will unnecessarily burden your nervous system, and activated nervous system causes a lot of stress, and that's what we want to avoid during this time of life. Then going cutting down on smoking, on fried foods, cutting down on animal foods, cutting down on clogging foods like processed foods, refined foods, goes a very, very long way in supporting that menopausal transition. Now it's also very important to cut down on foods which are dry in nature. So dry foods are very high in vata properties. So vata, again, the airy properties, and airy properties are generally very high during the menopausal phase of life. So we need to actually bring down that air component, and foods like popcorns, foods like chips and nachos, and all those cracky kind of foods, dry kind of foods are not going to serve us well during this phase of life, even if they are healthy foods. Like popcorn is healthy, but because of its airy properties, it creates a lot of air, a lot of dryness in the body. So that's the second aspect that you need to focus on from the nourish perspective. The third thing that you need to focus on is foods which are rich in phytoestrogens. Now phytoestrogens are estrogenic properties which are there in the foods which you are acquiring from the outside. So we talked about estrogen and how important estrogen is during this phase of life, and because it is automatically depleting, our body is getting low on estrogen. To refill your estrogen levels, it's a holistic approach, but you can, some part of it, also support your body with estrogen from the food sources. And these food sources, some of the good food sources of estrogen are soy products. So tofu is like a very supportive food during menopause. Then of course organic and non-GMO based, just look for non-GMO based and organic soy based products. And then going high on consuming flax seeds. Flax seeds is a miraculous seed for not just supporting your phase of menopause, but it's also great for your skin, specifically during this time. And also because it has phytoestrogenic properties, it kind of helps mimic the same properties of estrogen that our body creates. So which means it gives you plumpy skin, it gives you youthful skin because of its phytoestrogenic properties. Then you conceptually, you also need foods from the food perspective. Another concept that you need to focus on is blood movers. So circulation is the key, because again, if you're hoarding toxins in the body, the best way to release those toxins is by moving your blood, by taking your circulation up. Your circulation goes up, you start to sweat out, and through that sweat you start to release a lot of toxins which are just accumulated under the layers of the skin. So your skin is one of the major detox organs of the body. So we really need to look at skin functionally when it comes to taking care of our skin during menopause. So so we need to focus on blood movers that creates some kind of a sweating effect in the body. And such foods, if we talk about, are the foods which create a little stimulation and heat inside the body. So something like a ginger, when you consume a ginger tea, or maybe some little part of, say, maybe cayenne pepper, these immediately start to feel really give you that heaty kind of a sensation in the body, which creates an effect of sweating and heat. It's a very mild heating effect, but even if your body is releasing that mild sweat, you're releasing a lot of toxin out of your body. So you need those blood movers. You also need these anti-inflammatory foods. Anti-inflammatory foods, now what they do is, most of the women actually go through a lot of skin conditions during menopause. So apart from these beauty conditions, as a part of my practice, as a part of talking to a lot of people who are using Swarasya products, also being in touch with a lot of customers, we came across this specifically the skin condition that a lot of females actually go through. Eczema and psoriasis is very common for women during this time. It's common, like, for a lot of people otherwise also, but huge flare-ups of these conditions happen during this phase of life. This is because, again, you know, that hormone that's supporting your skin from the inside, of course, is depleting. So you don't have that internal support. Secondly, if you are already prone to these chronic skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis, or, you know, other chronic skin conditions, that flare up automatically starts to happen because of too much of a heat inside the body. Too much of a heat will create a lot of dryness, and eczema, psoriasis kind of conditions also create a lot of heat inside the body. And it's an action of release, the body, because the cycle has started to go up and down. You know, there may be months that you're not menstruating, and maybe 3-4 months you're just moving along. This is like before menopause. This is like perimenopausal condition, which is a little before menopause. But the similar kind of conditions actually start to happen in your 40s during menopause, and they linger on in your menopause, in your 50s as well, until the process stops. So all these, you know, inflammation related conditions as a part of the process that set in during this phase of life, you need to go high on foods that help you support that inflammation which is happening, or which has happened because of your ancient ways of your previous ways of life in the past. So bringing in turmeric, bringing in ginger, bringing in a lot of herbs which are anti-inflammatory in nature can again go a very long way in supporting this transition of menopause during this time of the year, during this time, you know, of your life. Another aspect from the nourish perspective, from where everything begins, is strong, you know, strengthening your digestion. So as I mentioned, if your digestion is not good, whatever good efforts that you're doing for your self-care are not going to make a lot of difference, because it's through digestion that all those nutrients have to pass through before they actually reach the areas where they make an impact. So when it is about digestion, again, it's a 360 degree approach. But from the foods perspective, cut down on foods which are very hard to digest, cut down on animal foods, cut down on a lot of acidic foods like refined foods, processed foods, on the shelf foods. If you really need to support digestion, what you need to bring in is the kind of foods which are coming directly from the nature, going high on consumption of a lot of fruits and vegetables. Fruits a little lesser, vegetables a little more, because we don't want to have that excess sugars moving in our body by consuming a lot of fruits. But having said that, fruits are a very good source of vitamins and minerals, which is what we need to support the integrity of the body, which starts to loosen during this time of your life. Then, again, to strengthen your digestion, you need to specifically focus on foods which are watery in nature. So maybe going high on porridges, going high on foods which are soupy in nature, going high on consuming stew kind of foods. And if you can bring such consistency of foods in your diet as a regular part of your lifestyle, it goes a very, very long way in supporting your digestion, easing all that ama or the undigested matter in the body, all those toxins in the body. And that's where slowly, gradually, you start to release a lot of toxins. So at the digestion level, I cannot emphasize enough on the importance of consuming a lot of hydrating foods, either the foods which are naturally high on hydration, foods like which are naturally rich in the watery component, or the foods which support hydration, like rose petal tea, that supports hydration to a very large extent. Then licorice tea, that supports hydration in the body to a very great extent. So bringing in those kind of foods, and then cutting down foods which are dry in nature to not inherit that property of dryness inside the body. So that's how you need to actually look at nature and look at yourself, what you're taking in, and then bring in that support system for yourself. So strengthening digestion again is where it starts from. Then the kind of nutrients from the food perspective that you need during the menopausal stage is specifically, you have to have focus on some specific nutrients. Going high on vitamin C will support your collagen and collagen production, which is what we understood initially, that the integrity of elastin and collagen during this phase of life starts to break down, and that's where you start to see saggy kind of conditions happening to your skin, or fine lines or wrinkles happening, because the collagen structure is breaking as a part of the menopausal process. So to support that, you need to bring in foods that give that that lift to collagen. Even if estrogen is not working, you bring in of course, not that estrogen is completely gone, because it has to be there to support other functions of the body, but it's not to that optimal level which we need to support our skin from the inside. So, and then the body also prioritizes. So if we have little estrogen, it'll use it first for the important functions of the body, and then it'll use it for your skin. So that's where you need to and that's the reason you need to create a whole infrastructure or framework inside the body, so that your body has enough estrogen to kind of circulate it for your skin needs. So and vitamin C will support that, then good fats will support that. So all that dryness that you're dealing with during this phase of life, you need to bring in good fats. And when you bring in good fats, you really need to cut down on bad fats as well. So bad fats are, you know, trans fats, hydrogenated fats, refined oils. All of these foods are very high in, specifically in Indian households. So we are very high on refined oils. We are very high on, you know, consuming a lot of refined foods, from where we also take in a lot of, you know, bad fats like trans fats, hydrogenated fats, or the processed fats. We need to cut down all of that. That's, you know, that's disastrous for our skin and for the process as well. So when it comes to bringing in good fats, what I mean by that is bringing in ghee, bringing in natural sources of fats like flax seeds, like going high on sesame seeds will support you to quite a long extent during this time. Then bringing in fats like sesame oil, bringing in olive oil in your diet. All of these foods really support the internal structures that we're talking about. Then you need collagen, good quality collagen that has high absorbability, and that's kind of full spectrum. So full spectrum, again, that's a technical concept, but you can just look for full spectrum collagen when we're talking of you know, supporting skin of collagen specifically during this phase of life from the inside. And then we also need magnesium. Magnesium has you know, various roles inside the body, but magnesium has also has a specific property of detoxifying you, and it also supports you supports the relaxation activity inside the body. So and you know, most of the people today are deficient in magnesium. That shows up everywhere in their personality, in their body, in their, you know, skin, in their, even at the level of your mind, it impacts your moods as well. So these are the, you know, these four kind of nutrient components. There are others also, but these four are the essential ones that you need to support yourself during the menopausal stage of life. The skin foods that will support you bring in all of these nutrients together. These are very few ones that I'm talking about, but most important ones. You need to bring in flax seeds in your diet. You need to bring in lemons. You need to bring in sesame seeds. You need to bring in avocados, which kind of fulfill this category of the important nutrients that we're talking about. From the herb perspective, it's a very good idea to bring in herbs in your diet during that transition phase of menopause. Shatavari is one of the most potent herb that you can bring in. It kind of creates a hormonal balance as well, and that's the reason it kind of supports this transition. Shatavari actually supports you at different levels. It's also an adaptogen, which means it supports the effects of stress which are being created inside the body. So consuming Shatavari, holy basil, which is also an adaptogen, which again helps you deal with the stressful conditions, internal stressful conditions. You need to bring in ashwagandha, which helps you relax. And this is what, you know, restorative and relaxation practices and foods is what also we need to focus on during this phase of life. And then, of course, as I said, detoxification. From the herb perspective, you can bring in trifla that helps you cleanse and detox from the inside. Now, from the bodywork perspective, again, three areas that we need to focus on. From the self-care perspective, which is the physical aspect, it's a very good idea to practice a dry skin brushing. Dry skin brushing is a lymph cleansing practice. Lymph is the lymphatic system is something like it's the you know, drainage system of the body. It holds a lot of toxins, and these toxins is where the body gets clogged. So it's very important to empty out the system regularly, even every single day. It's very, very important. So lymph moves when you are moving. So you cannot move lymph until you are moving. So dry skin brushing, which creates some kind of a friction on your skin, and that's where the lymph starts to move. Then you can also go high on maybe doing some skipping kind of activities, because that's where, when you are moving, automatically with that movement your lymph is moving, and it's kind of detoxifying and clearing out the body. Bringing in practices like Abhyanga, which is the oil massage, very, very important, goes a very long way in supporting this menopausal transition. Oil is your best friend during menopause. You need to remember that, whether oil being taken internally or oil being applied on the skin, any which ways, like, you know, rather you need to bring in both of it. Good oils from the food perspective we've just talked about, and you know, oiling practice on your skin, which is the Abhyanga practice as per Ayurveda, if you can practice it every single day, you start to see a lot of relief at the dryness level on your skin, which happens during this phase. And then the third self-care practice that you need to really focus on is sleep. If you're doing everything and you're depriving yourself of sleep, or if you're sleeping late, or if you have this habit of sleeping at 1 or 2 at night, somewhere you're going against the circadian rhythm. And if the circadian rhythm or the our alignment with the nature is not right, automatically the functioning or the way the body processes different functions in the body goes up and down. And that's where even if you're doing all of it, but if you're not supporting yourself with a good sleep, it's not going to give you a lot of benefits. So sleep is an absolute, again, an absolute self-care practice when it comes to taking care of yourself during the menopausal years. Specifically from the skincare perspective, again, you need to focus on certain parameters that I'll be talking about. When you're looking for skincare during menopause, and when I say during menopause, I don't only mean 50s. I mean the phase starts from 40s and goes on up till 50s. And it starts, rather for a lot of women now, it starts from late 30s. So as soon as you hit your late 30s, your menopausal process has already started. Whether or not you realize it, but it's already started in terms of the changes that have started to happen inside the body. So from the skin perspective, as we know, it starts to get very dry, it starts to get wrinkly, it starts to lose its plumpiness, it starts to age very quickly. So to make sure that we support our skin from all of these changes that the skin is going through, there are four or five parameters that we need to focus on. The first parameter, the key for you during this time is hydration. So focus as much as you can on hydration, whether it be inside hydration, which means going high on consuming water or liquids, or hydration on the outside, maybe consuming products that hydrate your skin very deeply is what you need to really focus on. Hydration and then moisturization. So going high on products that moisturize your skin deeply from the inside is again what you need to focus on. Now, when I say moisturization, there are a lot of moisturizers that are available. What you need to really actually see is that, you know, what are the kind of moisturizers available that help seep into the deepest layer of the skin, that seep to the seventh layer of the skin, because that's where the skin cells actually dry out. So it's not just the surface level dryness that you need to deal with. You need to make sure that the products actually get penetrated deeper into the skin, and that's where the you kind of you know kind of moisturize your skin actually from where it starts to get dehydrated. So something like Shatadhauta Ghrita, you can look out for that product. We do have it in Swarasya. So Shatadhauta Ghrita is actually a scientifically known product, which is known to go to the seventh layer of the skin and support support hydration and moisturization of the skin from its deepest layer, and that makes it a very potent anti-aging formulation as well. So now from the skincare requirements, you need to look at products which are high on antioxidants. Antioxidants, something like high on vitamin C, high on hyaluronic acid, high on vitamin A kind of compounds. Now these antioxidants help deal with the aging which is happening at the cellular level. So of course you have to go high on consuming these foods, these compounds through your foods, and on the outside you should look for products which give you those nutrients for the skin from the outside as well. So something like vitamin C serum, one of those products that we have under Swarasya is Tejasya, which is a vitamin C and hyaluronic based face serum. So these such kind of products actually help support the aging which is sinking in as a part of the process from the outside. Then it's very important also, because during menopause the skin is very sensitive because of again the estrogen going low, which supports your skin. So you really need to be very particular about what you use on the skin, and you don't use any products which are very irritating for the skin. So maybe products high on chemicals like parabens, SLS, sulfates. Avoid all of such products because these are very strong irritants for the skin. Then you need products which are collagen boosting, which take up your which helps support the collagen production inside the body. Collagen based inside and outside products again are a way to go to support your skin during this time. You can look out for Tejas and Tejasya that we have in Swarasya, which are high collagen boosting skincare products. And then sun protection again is very, very important during this phase of life. Again, because the skin is thinning, and on a thin skin, the sun has a deep impact. So all those age spots and pigmentation that you experience is because the skin quality is automatically degrading during this time, and if we are not particular about taking care of skin, from the inside, strengthening skin from the inside by bringing in all those nutrients that we're talking about, and on the outside protecting it from the sun, from sun, from pollutants, is where you create an inside out approach for your skin during this time. Okay, so that was from the self-care perspective. From the yoga perspective, the kind of practices that go a very long way in supporting you during menopause is practices that keep your body free-flowing and open, that open up the stiffness, that make keep you more flexible. So what are these kind of practices? The very basic practice that can really help you is basic warm-up practice. It's like, you know, in traditional yoga, it's called Sukshma Vyayam or the joint opening practices. These practices are done for all of the joints in the body. It's done for starting from your toes to your knees, to your, thigh bones, to wherever you have joints in the body. That with that joint opening up, it creates the flow, it creates the circulation of the blood moving well in the body, and that's where it nourishes those specific tissues in the body. So Sukshma Vyayam is an absolute must during this time, because again, you're getting into the Vata phase that creates a lot of dryness, and you need to bring in practices that create more flexibility. So then you also then again need to focus on circulation, because it is because of circulation that the nutrients will reach each and every part of the body where it is required to be able to deal with the aging signs that are setting in different parts of the body. So circulation is again an absolute must that can be taken high on by practicing Surya Namaskars, maybe few sets of Surya Namaskars daily. Now, from the detox perspective, again, detox, we've just understood why it's important during menopausal years. So through yoga, you can bring in that aspect of detox by doing belly twists, or maybe, doing a practice, a flow practice that helps you sweat out, so that releases toxins out of the body. And then you have to have an equal focus on restoration and relaxation as well. This is where you actually start to activate your parasympathetic nervous system or the relaxation system of the body that automatically brings about that balance in the body that we need. Then you also need to focus on practices which support your kidneys and adrenals, because these are the areas where the stress will have its major impact. Adrenals are the stress hormone producing organs of the body, and you need to really support it by practices that keep your adrenals, your kidneys warm. So a very simple practice that you can practice every single day is maybe having a hot water bag placed under your kidneys, which is like the somewhere between upper back and lower back, every single day, or just keep it below your back before sleeping. So, and even if you don't have a back pain, just adopting the small little practice can go a very long way in supporting your vitality and taking any kind of effect of stress that you experience in your body off the next morning. So from the yoga perspective, there are a lot of practices for kidneys and adrenals available, so you can just go ahead and look out for that. Then supporting your pelvic area is again a mandate during menopausal years, because pelvic area is the area where your reproductive systems reside, and if the reproductive systems are not getting good supply of blood during this phase of life, your menopausal years can be really troublesome for you. It can be really painful, or it can be really disturbing in terms of effects happening to your body and mind. So bringing in practices which support your pelvic health, something like Kegel exercises is what is meant for pelvic support. So definitely practice such practices. And last but not the least, you need to really focus on practices which support your hormones, because ultimately it's the up and down of hormones that's creating a lot of changes in the body. So from the yoga perspective, you need to focus on all of these parameters when you're dealing with menopause. And then from the emotional perspective, we know that there's a lot of up and down at the emotional level that's happening during menopausal years. So a lot of mood swings are happening. Some females also actually go through a lot of extreme mind conditions like depression, anxiety, worry going, aspects of worry going high. So we really need to, here when it comes to emotions, the third dimension, we really need to make sure that the very first thing is we create a diet and lifestyle that supports our mental health as well, because if your diet and lifestyle is not right, your mental health is not going to get supported. So before you start to focus on your emotions or look deeply into your emotions, make sure whatever we've discussed in the session previously is kind of adopted well in your lifestyle. And then when you focus on emotions, you really need to focus on the areas to vent out your emotions. That's anything that you keep inside is a toxin. So you need to learn to release your emotions. And some of the creative ways to release your emotions could be writing. For me, it's writing. For some of the people, it could be just an expression of doing something creative. So you have to channelize that negative energy into positive energy. And that's where, and that's the reason during this phase of life, you really need to focus not just on achieving, not just on fame, not just on power, but also on adopting creative pursuits in your life, because creativity helps you vent out what's building up inside the body. So it could be as simple as gardening, it could be as simple as painting, drawing, whatever your creative streak is. So for me, it's writing. So I can end up writing hundreds of pages in a few minutes, just everybody has their own creative streak. So just look out for what your creative streak is and go high on that, because that will really support you in supporting your emotions during this phase of life. The next dimension that we're talking about is about self-realization. Now, self-realization, most of it I've already covered. Bringing in that aspect of self-care or dinacharya is also an aspect of self-realization, where you realize that how aligning yourself with the nature ultimately supports your physiology, your psychology. So as simple practice as waking up early in the morning and going to bed in time in the evening will start to bring about a lot of hormonal balance automatically. It's such a simple way of bringing in hormonal balance, because hormones like discipline. Hormones like to function according to how sun rises and how the sun sets. So the more we are aligned with how sun rises by waking up early and how the sun sets by sleeping early, we are automatically supporting the hormonal activity inside the body. And then the last dimension that can really help you during the menopausal years is focusing on rebuilding and restoring your energy. So I think one aspect that we cannot directly see or touch, it's not a tangible aspect, but energy is something that we feel. We know when we are happy, it's a kind of energy. When we are sad, it's a kind of energy. When we are angry, it's a kind of energy. So you really need to learn to relate to any kind of specific energies that are inherent in your personality or that go high during the day, a specific time of the day. And then bring in practices that help you deal with that negative energy and helps that you convert that negative energy into a positive energy. So at a universal level, pranayama actually helps you bring in that state of mind that's balanced. And with that balance, you are in a conscious state of feeling good or creating situations for you that make you feel good. So, pranayama practices, specifically the anulom vilom practice or the alternate nostril breathing practice, is known to bring about that your mind in a balanced state, in a state of zero thinking, in a state of just being and not doing. And from that state, and that's the reason all of these practices, specifically the pranayama practices, are focused on to be done in the morning time, because that's where you set the base of the day. So you create a kind of a clean state of the mind in the morning, and on top of it, then you start writing what is it that you need to achieve through the day. And that's where you start to bring in that aspect of routine, that aspect of flow in your day, which supports your energy. So this is about that five-dimensional approach that we need to take when it's about menopausal years for you. So I think I'm done with my session. I'll just look through if there are any questions that we have. So we have a question. I always had a flawless skin. Why does my skin so look so different during menopause? So flawless skin in your 20s and 30s does not guarantee a flawless skin in your 40s and 50s, because flawless skin is very highly dependent upon how you take care of yourself from the outside, which is what is in our control. And it is also very highly dependent on what's going on in your body at the hormonal level, which is directly not in our control. So what you majorly need to focus on is internal, and secondarily on the external, which is through your skincare practices, which is equally important. But during menopause, because your estrogen is dropping, your skin is going through a lot of shifts, automatically the impact starts to show up on your skin. So the approach that you need to what you need to keep in mind is changes in your skin during menopausal years is a hormonal shift, and you need to support your hormones from the inside to be able to deal with these shifts. So, and a lot of it we've already discussed in the session. And then, can you suggest us some drinks that would help us detox? Okay, so lemon water is one of the best detox water that you can consume, simplest and the first thing that you can consume every single day. So you automatically put your system in a state of detox by consuming lemon water first thing in the morning. Then you can go high on vegetable juices. You can go high on mint and cucumber and lemon water. It can be an infused water. You can go high on CCFT. CCF is cumin, coriander, and fennel, which helps you detox through the day. So you can keep consuming these waters through the day. So these are some of the good, you know, detox waters that you can consume in your daily routine. So we have another question. My mom reached early menopause. It's drastically affecting her skin and she gets upset. Okay, so, you know, if you go through a surgery for uterus removal specifically in, you know, and it happens for a lot of females during menopause. Now, the very first thing is, if you know, if you're suggested to go through a surgery, my first approach is going to be, what is it that we can do to save that surgery? Because when you're one of the reproductive organs which is responsible for creating that beauty hormone inside the body is out of your body, automatically you don't have that support now anymore available inside. So the very first thing is, we should try to do anything and everything to make sure that if by just, you know, improving our diet and lifestyle, can we support this system of the body or this organ of the body and avoid any kind of a surgery. But if you have gone through that surgery, you need to bring in a diet and lifestyle, foods which are rich in phytoestrogens, like, you know, tofu and like flax seeds. And you also need to bring in some you know, stress management practices, because we know estrogen, if it is not being produced in your ovaries, it gets produced in your adrenals only if you are in a state of rest. So focusing deeply on rest so that you stimulate your adrenals for creating estrogen, and bringing in foods which are rich in phytoestrogens is you know, something that you can definitely try in case you've already gone through the surgery for ovary removal. No, sorry, uterus removal. Okay. And then I think we are done with the session. Okay, I think I don't have any other questions. So thank you so much for joining me for this session. And I hope you have had good takeaways for menopause in the session. So yeah, thank you so much for joining. Thank you.